Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, rescheduling these Rolling Stones dates aren't as easy as they thought they were going to be because, according to reports, that it's because of the stadium availability. They booked into a number of NFL stadiums, a dozen of them. Of course, CenturyLink is one of the stadiums that they're into. And they want to make up these dates in July and August. The NFL preseason starts in August.
So, August 8th through the 11th for our home opener against Denver.
And what they're saying is it's not as easy as, okay, you know, the Stones are there on a Friday night, then they just occupy the stadium on a Friday night. Well, that's not the case. They got to go in, set that stage up. They like to have that thing in there, you know, a couple nights in advance, at least one or two nights beforehand. And then there is concern about the natural field grasses. Several of the stadiums have natural field turf, and it takes them a little while to rehabilitate that turf after a concert has been there.
After you have 30,000 people on the
floor. Yeah, they like to have some time. So they don't want to go to a game even a week later after you've had thousands of people on the stadium grass. So August is apparently becoming a little problematic for the Stones. Now, you could say, well, geez, they're only playing like what? Was it 12, 13 dates, something like that?
I think it's 17 total.
All right, 17. Why can't you just knock them all out in 1 month? Well, these guys, they can't. Asking them to work twice a week or three times a week is too much at their age. They're a once-a-week.
He just had heart surgery.
Yeah, they're a once-a-week band. That's all they can do. So they can't get it all done in July. They need August as well. So, but if you're holding tickets for the Stones, you can pretty much rule out these weeks. August 8th to the 11th is one of those dates is when the Seahawks will be playing Denver. So, like that first week there in
August. So, the first week of August is out.
You can forget about that. And Thursday, August 29th, the Raiders are coming to the Clink. So, you can pretty much forget about the last week in August. So, I don't know. It'd almost have to be like the middle week in August, kind of, for the Clink show.
Seahawks, two middle games are on the road against Minnesota and the Chargers. But, yeah, Denver and the Raiders here.
But the Seahawks, probably like the rest of these NFL teams, would prefer that the Stones book in July. That way that gives them enough time to get their field back in order. 25 years after they got back together, the guys in Creedence Clearwater Revisited, talking about Doug Clifford and Stu Cook, are calling it quits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Their singer is a guy from Whidbey Island, I think.
Yeah, their final tour is going to kick off in June at the San Diego County Fair. They will play the Snoqualmie Casino June 21st if you want to see them around here. Why are they calling it quits? Well, Stu Cook says, well, me and Doug are turning 74, so that's why.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question? And Robert De Niro had an angry encounter with some photographers at his divorce hearing on Tuesday. He called them scumbags and swatted at them with a newspaper. Bobby D was in the Manhattan Supreme Court for his ongoing custody battle and divorce from his wife of more than 20 years. He held a newspaper over his face as soon as he saw the press. Well, that's just going to make him click even more. I mean, that's an even better picture with De Niro holding a...
Yeah, coming out of his divorce thing.
Holding a paper over his face. A photographer said, "Hi, how are you?" And De Niro replied, "Hi, scumbags." And then when
he probably had to write a huge check. He's not in a great mood.
When he exited the courtroom, he swatted a New York newspaper photographer with his paper. That's the trash.
Celebrating birthdays today. Does the name David Harbour ring a bell?
David Harbour from Stranger Things.
There you go. He's Jim Hopper. And they are doing a Stranger Things 3. That thing's coming along. He turns 44 today.
Isn't that in July? Around the 4th of July
I
that
think
comes
so.
Out.